Welcome everybody to Cup with Gup on this Tuesday afternoon, October 19th, 2021. Hope you're doing well today. We're going to talk a little NFL power rankings, potential waiver wire ads for your FABs tonight, then a little PGA Zozo Cup Championship update. Reminder that that starts around, I think it's officially 7:30 Eastern time tomorrow is when it will lock on DFS, so make sure you have adjusted and get your stuff locked in early on that. Right now, you can subscribe to Gup's Corner using the code CUP for 15% off. It includes a risk-free 7-day trial. If you do not like what you see, you can cancel and you will not be charged. Rate and review us on iTunes when we do our big giveaways. I like to use that as one of the biggest ways to give back to you guys for helping us out. Like and subscribe to us on YouTube and tell me your favorite play in the 10K range for the Zozo Championship. Some good options out there. Going to be a lot of ownership in that area. Tell me your favorite play in your 10K range. Monkey Knife Fight, I've been on fire with that. Use the code GUPS for 100% match up to $100 deposit. Dollar for dollar match. The link is in the description. I will have my PGA plays out in the morning on the Cup with Gup pod. Then we will do Thursday night football, Thursday's Cup with Gup, and then I will do my main slate Sunday and college football ones on the coin flip. We have done really well on those. Go ahead and get deposited and come join us there. Underdog, use the code GUP. Get free $10 when you deposit $10. NBA kicks off tonight. NFL will have Thursday night Battle Royal. Normally $5 or $10 to enter that. I think there's still time, depending on when you listen to this, to get into best balls if you want to try that as well. That is in the description. Use the code GUP again, get a free $10 when you deposit $10 today. Power rankings for me, a little bit of shakeup, not as much as last week. I have Tampa Bay number one. I think, you know, obviously defending Super Bowl champ. Overall, still probably playing the best total football. And when you got Brady, it's hard to go against it. They also, you know, I think the NFC is a little bit weaker top to bottom to get through per se. But it's close. I still think, like, I have Rams too. So as I say that, you know, who knows, but I definitely like the Rams. I think home field advantage will matter a lot this year. You know, obviously new, a little bit different, playoff format. I like the Rams a lot. I think Henderson's looking good. I liked him preseason. Once Akers went down, played him a lot last Sunday. That helps that offensive pass game. Cooper Kupp's playing on a different level. Stafford, obviously, potential MVP candidate. Right behind Tampa there, I really like them. Next three are pretty equal to me as far as overall value. But I have Arizona 3, Dallas 4, Buffalo 5. Buffalo, obviously, with a loss on the road. Tough loss. You know, didn't execute in the red zone as well as they had been. More field goals than touchdowns that they needed at the end of the game. And then they go for it 4th and 1, get stuffed. You're on the road, though, Monday night. I had the Titans plus 6. I released that. Went 6-0 in NFL this week. Really tough environment to play in, so I'm not knocking them too much. That's a tough road win. Arizona's still undefeated, so I think some of us are, is it real? Are they for real? I mean, at some point, we just got to say, hey, they're in the, I think they're the only undefeated team left. So, guy like them. Dallas, that defense is playing, you know, better than I think anybody would have thought. Offense is probably, has to be top three in the league, potentially the best. So, I have all them really close on that kind of tier, but that is the order I go into. Then 6, I have Baltimore. Lamar is looking really, really good. Defense is actually starting to play a little bit better as well. They held the Chargers to their lowest output of the season. Next, I have the Chargers right there. I'm not going to knock them too much for going on the road. Letdown spot, talked about that last week. Had the Baltimore in that game as well. Kansas City showed a little bit of life. Still going to have to play better on defense. Give them 8. And then the Packers, 9. I have them as the same value. Just had to rank them out. So Chargers, Chiefs, and Packers, I all have the same value. Slightly, the Packers I want to put up there. The defense I don't trust yet. Need to get Alexander back. if they have to go on the road to win in the playoffs, I worry about that. Obviously, if they somehow wind up with home field advantage, that's a big boost to them. And then 10, I have Tennessee right ahead of bubble teams, Bengals, Browns, and Saints. I do think we're starting to see separation of the top elite teams in the NFL, then the next tier, and then kind of a lot of these teams are all in the same mix. Bengals, Browns, Saints, Raiders still hanging tough. Colts looking better. We'll see if they can keep improving. They have a pretty weak schedule. I think they'll win their division, so they kind of see how they get into the playoffs. Good. I mean, we're starting to get some bye weeks in, more data to look at. Really excited for the next few weeks in NFL. I think we're going to see, you know, this is one of the weird weeks. I talked about it yesterday. We have 13 plus or better spreads, and then one's almost to double digit 10. Not used to seeing that in NFL, so I'm interested to kind of see how that plays out. Could have some good betting angles on that as well. Waiver wire for me, D'Ernest Johnson. I think if you need a running back and you're desperate, I think he's a good one to pick up. It's a short term deal though. I think Chubb's probably plays tomorrow, and obviously they like to use to. Hunt looks like he's gonna be out for a little while, but that's not a long term gonna help you. But I do think he's worth taking a look at. Same with Penny. Collins got a little banged up. We know Carson's gonna be out. If Collins happens to miss, and I think Penny is a good short term pickup. But you need to monitor that. If you want to go ahead and pick him up, I wouldn't. Well, I say short term, I just say I wouldn't spend a whole bunch of my FAAB budget on that if that's what you're looking at, unless you're just super desperate and need a running back. Bateman was a guy I talked about last week. I liked him a lot. Didn't do too much, but showed enough where you can see in the future he's gonna be good. Just getting back into the mix of things. His first game, I like what I saw. T.Y. Hilton showed life coming back finally. I like him. He's more, I think, could potentially be a good long term offset with Pittman. Wentz, if he stays healthy and they start throwing well off of that run game, because they can use a play action, kind of similar to Tennessee. Not that Taylor's up to Henry's level. Henry's a different world, but I think Hilton could have a place on your team if you're really weak at wide receiver. Ramondre Stevenson, I think, you know, with all the injuries they have back there, he could be a good little plug-in from here or there. If you have a franchise league where you keep him for a while, he's not bad, a guy to kind of stash. He did well in the passing game last week. They're trying to fill that role. Jarrett Patterson, loved him in college. Maybe worth a short-term deal, kind of like Johnson and Penny up top. Could pay off one or two weeks for you. I still like Mooney, and he's pretty low owned. If you're needing a wide receiver, Peoples Jones, it seems like between Landry and OBJ, he's going to have room to fit into that offense. I think he's a guy worth taking a look at this week. My streaming options at quarterback are Matt Ryan, who's playing the Dolphins, and then actually I like Tua playing the Falcons. So I think both those guys are widely available. You could use them this week. And then my last one is Winston, who's pretty available. He's playing the Seahawks, so we know struggle at times. PGA Zozo Championship, I mentioned that earlier. Locks tomorrow, 7:30 Eastern. Wednesday, I'll be pushing out more content later on today. Obviously, we need to bump that timeline up a little bit. Weather and course look great. It's going to be a little chilly over there, but nothing crazy. No rain or anything like we had a couple years ago when they had the typhoon come through. Trending to be highest owned right now after the deep dive. No particular order. Vegas, CT Pan, Norlander, Xander, Morikawa, and Matsu. None of those really big surprises. I think when I recorded Monday, I didn't know that Pan would be as popular as what he could be, but I've already heard him several times mentioned in the few stuff I've listened to or looked at on Twitter already. Potential sleepers or low-owned guys. Hoffman is a guy that kind of killed everybody. Not killed everybody, but hurt people last week a little bit. I could see him being in that sub 12-10% type range. I have him rated out well. Yeah, he didn't do well at all last week, but had been performing pretty well leading into it with three straight made cuts. Obviously, this is a no-cut event, but $8,500 for a guy like Hoffman. I like him. Chan Kim is a guy I'm still going to ride. I've talked about him a lot. I've talked about him, with his performance at majors over here. Even though he's going to be mentioned a few times, I still don't see him getting more than, you know, 7-8% at most. He did play back here 2 years ago and got 41st. Munoz is a guy I don't know if I can get there, but he's, man, he did play well at the Olympics, which was over in Japan. He just played so bad. He showed a little bit of life last week, but not much. But he's going to be low on because of that. But in this kind of event, you just take, hey, if he finds things and he gets clicking, you know, miscut, rolling into the CJ Cup last week and then get 49th, had some flashes there. Maybe I can get there. We'll see how we feel tomorrow morning on final thoughts. Sam Ryder is a guy I mentioned this week. I think he's going to be around 5%. I like him. Chesson Hadley is a guy I hadn't mentioned, but as I kind of look and deep dive, missed a cut at the Fortinet, then 45th, then 27th. So trending in the right order. Putts well on bent. Stats aren't horrible. 6,900. He's probably going to be a sub 5% guy. I think we'll keep an eye on that. Sean Harris is a guy that got added for Paul Casey when he withdrew. He won over in Japan last week. 6,000. Probably mentioned here or there, but I still think he's going to be a 5% or less. He actually did play 2 years ago in over here in Japan, and he played last year at Sherwood. 2 years ago, got 51st, last year 28th, so he does have some experience on the tour. Min Price, he's definitely worth a look. And then Kinoshita is OWGR is 72nd. Not going to find much on him, but if you look at his history on the OWGR, his last 10 tournaments over there in Japan, he's got a bunch of top 10s, 5s. He's kind of be a guy that'll move up in the final ranks for me and definitely worth a look. He is $6,200. So some of these guys that we want to take chances on, he's one of them I like that's not going to be too popular. Takumi is going to be popular at 7,200. You know, he's probably going to be 10-plus percent, where Kinoshita is going to be probably sub 5%. So trying to find the slight edges in some of these big GPPs. Those are some of the guys I'm looking at. Monday redo for me, a guy that's really moved up a lot for me is EBR. He was 12th in my ranks on Monday. I just didn't really talk about him because of the price, but when I started diving, putts well, really well on bent. He's going to be flirting inside that top 10 on the final ranks. I like him. Alex Noren, a guy that we talked about last week, does well on the easier scoring. I don't think this is going to be super easy, but I do think it's going to be closer to birdie fest than a grind. You know, the scores, we have to remember that typhoon came through there. So it definitely hindered some of the scoring back in 2019. I don't think we get to, like, you know, last week's level or even the week before, but I think there'll be a decent amount of guys in that 14, 15, 16 under range. You know, and he putts well. You know, he's second in putting in the deep dive model, 10th in the original model. He's a guy that at that price tag, I think the 9K in hole is going to be low owned compared to everything else, because most people are going to want to pick Matsu, Morikawa, Xander, or Willie Z. Hardly anybody's playing Tommy. They may pick a few nitpick out of the 9K range, but not much. I think they're going to want to drop to the 8 or 7 and load up there. And so for the most part, this 9K range, I think, is going to be the area you may want to get some leverage in. So these three guys, EVR, Noren, and the last one's Neiman, are all guys I think could be under-owned because of where they fall in the pricing level and people just wanting to drop down to the more hybrid balance, meaning they take a big guy and then go as many 7s and 8s as they can to maybe 1-6, so they avoid some of these guys they don't really know about. Guys I'm staying strong on through 2 days after the deep dive research: Morikawa, Willie Z, Harry Higgs, Matsu, Shank, and Troy Merritt are guys I still like. We got opening night NBA tonight. Dan's already posted his stuff. I've seen the GC Warrior Room, all kinds of talks already. It'd be a fun little two-game slate, high-scoring slate, big stars. I think it's 1.25 million in the big pot, 250,000 the first. Great payout structure, actually. I'll probably nibble on a little bit of that. And then I will have a lot of the content out tonight and then early tomorrow, because then we got to get ready to lock lineups and get this thing done at 6:30, 7:30 tomorrow. So I'll be back tomorrow morning with Cup with Gup final thoughts on PGA after running ownership and all that kind of stuff. And then we will roll into our NFL week starting. No, I mean, we're already starting on some NFL, but deep diving into it Thursday, Friday, and rolling into the weekend. Hope you guys have a blessed evening. Good luck if you dive into the NBA. Remember, you can join us now. Cup gets you 15% off. Includes a 7-day risk-free trial. If you don't like what you see, you can always cancel and you will never get charged. Have a blessed evening. We'll see you tomorrow.